Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the first sugya on Maseches Kiddushin, Mesula Nisus Liyom HaRevi. We already saw Niflos Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach, Baruch Hashem. We were talking about Sveik Sveik on Rov, based on the Torah of Agon Baruch Mordechai Yisrachi. Shlita, he is about 91 years old, and he's mamish, still flying, still teaching, still active. Baruch Hashem. So this is the first siman of his Birchas Mordechai. We had asked the question in the previous shiur from the Rashba, the famous Rashba brought by the Shach in Yerudeh and Kufyud, that says that a sveik sveika, that you could be mevarer, a double doubt, that one is able to resolve, isn't mutter. You have to be a mevarer. The kasha is that many ask, we paskin, that rov, even if you could be a mevarer, you don't have to. Yudchas treifas, you go after rov, even though you could be a mevarer, and check out and see if it was a treifa, you don't have to. So maishna sveik sveika, that you have to be a mevarer according to the Rashba from a rov, but you don't have to be a mevarer. In the previous shiur, we suggested at Teretz that Rov is Poshet the Etzem HaSafik. Sveik Sveika just is a Heter in the Cheftza. In other words, each Safik independently is still a Safik. Just the Maisa, because you have two Sveikas and you're Mitzarev the two Sveikas together, then you have a Rov that it's the old Sveik Sveikas Mitam Rov. Then you have a Rov that it's Mutter. But each Safik individually isn't Mizbarer. Sveikas still stand, just all together. And the final account, the Cheftza becomes Mutter. But the Sveik Sveik is not Poshet the Etzem HaSafik. Etzem HaSafik remains. So that you have to be Mevarer. Rov resolves the Etzem Safik. So that is part of what we saw in the previous shiur. And now, we would like to continue. Od Nirib, another teretz, and this is also brought in the Birchas Mordechai in Psochim, Simon Gimel. That there's a distinction between the din Rov that was said about the 18 Shreifas and the din that Sveik Sveik is Mitam Rov. If we follow the Rov, Lagabe Yudchas Shreifas, that most animals aren't Shreif, don't have some sort of problem with one of those critical organs that make the animal into a treifa if there's a hole there or something. So that we follow rov lagabe yutchas treifas, it doesn't mean that there's a suffix and the rov resolves the suffix. No. But rather, yisod hadavar is that the rov prevents the suffix from actually coming into being. The Rov tells us, don't be mistapik. It's gevaldik, that's what Rov does. Rov is in Poshet Sveikas. Rov tells you possibly, don't even be mistapik. Don't even have doubt. Relax. Chill out, take a chill pill. Instead of taking a chill pill, just know that there's no doubt here. So it's different than Gabi Sveik Sveika. The Gabi Sveik Sveika, can you say that we don't have a doubt here? No doubt about it? Like when you have a baseball player and he hits the ball and the announcer says, no doubt about that one. It goes 450 feet over the center field fence. That's no doubt. Can you say about a sveik sveika makes that there's no doubt? No. You have a heter al smach rov. You have one suffix that makes it 50-50, and then you have another suffix that's on the tzad that it's mutter, so then there's more of a chance, percentage-wise, that it's going to be mutter. But it doesn't prevent the suffix. It's not moinea the suffix. Elamai, they're tzadim lahatir, they're two tzadim lahatir, so you're matir. But it's not, it doesn't prevent the suffix from being mesorer. So we can say also, in our case, that the Yisod HaDavar Shiyachol Izbarer, Nami azlin and basaruba nemarak begavne sharof maneiatzis masafik. Why do you say that if you could be mevayer or something, you don't have to? You don't have to clarify it. You don't have to do your detective work. You could just be soimech on the rov. You know, and you can say that if you have a rov, which tells you there's no suffix. So if there's no suffix, then why bother or trouble yourself to be mevayer? Mevayer what? What suffix? Rov says there's no suffix. Again, one possibility is that a rov is poshet the suffix. Rov resolves the suffix. Another possibility is that the rov tells you there is no suffix. What suffix? I don't see any suffix. You see a suffix here? I don't see any suffix. There's no doubt about it. I don't see it. No doubt. But it's not like that with the sfeik sfeika. Sfeik sfeika, we have a suffix, and the sfeik sfeika resolves the suffix. So since you have a suffix, b'fakasha, be mevara the suffix. And if you're not going to be mevara, then you can't be mekel. You have to be mevara. Now the Mechaber writes in Arachayim in Simen Ches Iftes, famous Mechaber. Before you make the bracha on your tzitzis, look at them and see if they're kosher, in order that you don't make a bracha levatola. Magen Avraham brings the Rush, who was knowing not to be bodek because of a chazaka. There's a chazaka that if your tzitzis were kosher yesterday, your tzitzis are kosher today. Elisha chori dal dvar Hashem, says the Magen Avraham, if you fear God, you should check your tzitzis. Magen Avraham writes, you're not samech on a chazaka if you could be mevar the chazaka. Well, if the kamash kasvi yarede a siman out, well, if he times there, he misoch she is asik b'dikasa leuchal espali matzibra she love shel lo b'dika. If you could be mevar, be mevar. But if you're going to miss tefillah matzibra, that's not called you could be mevar. You're going to miss tefillah matzibra, so just quickly put on your talis and dab. Better come early to shul, and you'll have time. How long does it take to check your tzitzis? But if you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, you don't have to. Otherwise, you have to be mevar. If you can be mevar, be mevar. Frak the dogol mei revava. Ayein v'magin avram simen tof lamed zayin tzif kon dalet v'tzarechiyun. Sosan b'lo piresh. So the Shulchan Aruch, there paskins that if you rent a house from your friend and you dalet and you don't know if it's baduk, if he's in the city, ask him. If he checked for chametz, and if he's not in the city, it's becheskas baduk, and therefore he could be mevatel belev, and that's enough. Magen Avraham writes there, the reason is that if it's efshel levarer, you're not samech on a chazaka. If it's efshel levarer, if you're able to be mevarer this, don't be samech on the chazaka. So therefore, if he's in town, ask him. Fnai can be samech on the chazaka. V'lo domin lebedikad lo bedkin and achar yitchas treifas, writes the Magen Avraham, v'samchin an achazaka. You can't compare this to not checking the 18 treifas. Why? Says the Magen Avraham, because there was never a cheskas treifas. There was never a cheskas treifas. So you don't have to check. But here, the whole year is Becheskes Chametz. And the Becheskes Baduk is being Motzi Becheskes Chametz. That you're not Somech on the Chatchila. To me, the Shechita, like Shechita, that Behem Abiyah Becheskes is Sereva Menachai Omedus, to make sure the Shechita was a good Shechita. So L'Choira, that's the Kasha, the Dogel Meir Vava. Magen Avraham is Soyser himself. In this siman in Tof Lamed Zayin, we see that you're Somech on a Chazaka, even if you could be Mevarer, as long as there's no Chazaka against. as long as there's no counter chazaka. So by Yud Chas Shef, there's no counter chazaka, you'd be samech on the chazaka. By Bayis, checking the house, there's a counter chazaka that all year long was becheskas that had chometz, you should check. But in Simen Ches, we see that if you can be mevar, you're not samech on the chazaka, even without a counter chazaka. You should always be mevar. So why in Simen Ches you should always be mevar? And in Simen Tov Lamed Zayin, the same Magen Avraham says, you don't always have to be mevar, only if there's a counter chazaka. Shtarka kasha. The Machtzis HaShekel and the Chasim Sofer. The Dover Echod Niskavnu. And they were mechalik between Rov and Chazaka. That only Gabe Rov were Somech even if Efshar Levurei. As long as there's no counter Chazaka. Like the Magen Avraham and Simen Ches. Like the Magen Avraham and Simen Tov Lamed Zayin. But there the Magen Avraham says that you can be Somech even if Efshar Levurei, as long as there's no counter Chazaka. Because Cheskaso Baduk is Midin Rov. That most people are checking their houses. So Mimela, before they leave. So Mimela, you could be Somech on the Rov. Even if Efshar Levurei, as long as there's no counter Chazaka. Mashenkein Chazaka, which is Garame Rov. Chazaka, which doesn't have the power of Rov. There were not somech if you could be mevar, and that's the Magen Avraham legabei tzitzis simen ches. So that's the yisod teretz shel hachasim sofer b'shel hamachtzis hashekel. That chazaka is less than rov. Rov, if you have a rov on your side, you don't have to be mevar, as long as there's no counter chazaka. If you have a chazaka on your side, you have to be mevar. Noch tiefer. The explanation is that Rov is mitaras hachachu beir kayadua kfisha dibarnu harbe b'shiurim. That Rov is mitaras, according to some, many, is a hachacha. Rov is a beir. Rov shows us that it's a certain way, and therefore, if you don't have a chazak against it, you're samech on the Rov, even if you can be mevar. Chazaka is not mitaras hachacha. We have a din, it's a hanhaga, you go after the chazaka. But if you can be mevarer, then don't go after it. That's one way of understanding the difference. Or, b'signon acher, Torah's hachazaka was said by Sfekis. A chazaka is a Torah's hanhaga b'sfekis. And therefore you can be mevarer. Doesn't have a shame suffix, since you can be mevarer. Lokain Rov. Rov is mitaras beir. So even if you can be mevarer, you don't have to. Because it's already mizbarer al dei rov. Chazak is not mevarer. So you have to do the beir. Because you have a suffix. But Lokain Rov. Rov is different. Rov itself is Mevar. So if you have a Rov, for example, Bayis, Cheskas O Baduk, if not for the counter Chazaka, the Chametz being there all year, you can be Samech on that Rov. Because Rov is a Beir. And that's Miyashiv, the Magen Avraham. Why the Magen Avraham says in Simen Ches, yeah, you have a chazaka, but be mevar. You have a suffig. If the tzitzis are okay. You're right, you have a chazaka, but if you could be mevar, be mevar. You have a suffig. But if you have a rov, then you follow the rov. A הרוב is מונע the suffix בכלל. So for example, רוב behemoths don't have a treif, aren't treif. So therefore, that rov tells us that this animal is becheskas kasher, and you don't even have to check. So when you're dealing with a house, so there's a counter chazaka. So that's gonna, you can't say there's no suffix. It's like sveik sveika. We said even after the sveik sveika, you still have a suffix. You're right, you have a rov that it's okay. But that's not monea the suffix. It's not machria the suffix. It doesn't resolve the suffix, and it doesn't prevent it from taking effect in the first place. So too, when you have this house, normally it has chametz, and now it's becheskas o baduk. Does that mean you have no suffix at all? Avad, you have a suffix. So if you be mevar, be mevar. But if you have a rov, yudches trefis, then you don't even have to check. You don't even have to be a mevayer because there's no suffix to start with. Or the rov is poshet the suffix. So, again, when you're talking about a sveik sveika, you have to be a mevayer, according to some. Why do you have to be a mevayer? Because first of all, we said the sveik sveik is not poel on etzem asafik. The etzem asafik is still there. It's just poel on the cheftza, that the cheftza is mutter after the sveik sveik. But the etzem asafik is still there. The etzem asafik is still there, then do a beir if you can. Clarify it, resolve it. Mashen kein rov. Rov is poel on etzem asafik, like we saw in the first shir. Rov is machriya the sufik, that's the beir. Or that by Rov says there's no room to be mistapik in the first place. So if there's no room to be mistapik, so you don't have to do a bearer. Suffolk doesn't even start. So therefore we paskin by a Rov, even though you could be a Mavari, you don't have to. The suffolk didn't start. Lokan legabe sveik sveika, there you have a suffix. Even after the sveik sveika tells you, odds are that it's okay, but it didn't resolve the suffix. It's saying there's a suffix here, and odds are that it's fine. But if you could be mevara, don't be somech on the odds are. You have to be mevara the suffix. Okay, yesh od harbei maladaber banosei. We got a lot to talk about. Mirtz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. And hopefully in the next shir, we will see continued neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.